What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled It's a Custom Order. The video is a custom order for a person off of a givesendbro.com. Now, this guy over here, it appears as if he's a young dude. It appears that he kinda had a one-itis, but he snapped out of it. I read this before I did the video, but I'm gonna read it with you guys so you guys can see how I'm coming at this custom video request. Obviously, I'm keeping things anonymous. He actually did a good job on keeping some things anonymous. So we're just gonna give ages, stuff like that. It's not gonna have a location or anything that will give doxing information. And just to let you guys know, GiveSendBro is pretty much MGTOW TV's version of Locals, except in addition to supporting content creators like TFM, Pop, and many others, you can actually request custom videos from them. In fact, you can actually request custom videos directly off of MGTOW TV. If you go on the menu, drop down the menu, go to request a video, you can actually request videos from your favorite MGTOW TV content creator, assuming they're actually providing that service. Anyway, so let's get right into this video. All right, the subject line for this video is Yo Armor. This video topic is about retroactive jealousy and being insecure in a relationship. This is why I told you guys it seems that he had a kind of a one-itis going on, but he definitely did snap out of it, hopefully. So, all right, let's read the full message for you guys. All right, so the backstory here for you guys is that I'm a 23-year-old dude with above average looks, but no Chad, no Tyrone. So above average probably means he's an 8, okay? I'm in a relationship with this girl. We're going to call her Emily since September of 2022. So, you know, recent relationship, you know, maybe 4 or 5 months old. Before we got into a relationship, we were friends. To some, I could have been seen as an emotional tampon to Emily. Okay, let's keep on reading. Emily would tell me about this guy, we're gonna call him Tom, she was seeing at that time and the issues she was having with Tom. So apparently, guys, it looks like Tom here is the alpha male, and like our content creator, our custom video requester said, he does come off as the emotional tampon. So at least he is red pill aware, which is a good thing, especially if you're a young dude. I think he said he was 23 years old. All right, so I'd give advice, and you know, he'd give advice to his girl Emily. Well, she's really not his girl, okay? You know the old MGTOW saying, she's not your girl, it's only your turn. I don't think he even got the turn, but we're gonna continue reading this, okay? I'd give advice to Emily. Fast forward, Emily and I slept together and our relationship started, which was again back in September. Later on to January 2023, which was what, not even a month old. I was thinking about Tom and started asking her about the guys who she slept with in the past, okay? Don't ever do that, bro. Well, not you, but people watching that. Don't ever ask a girl who you slept with, shit like that. You gotta understand, man. These girls belong to the street. Other than recreational purposes, man, who gives a fuck who she slept with or not? Again, MGTOW saying, it's your turn. She's just not your girl. So enjoy the freaky deaky sex you're having with her. And when the relationship peters out, which it will, just keep it moving. But again, he's 23 years old, so let's not hold it against him. But yeah, never ever ask a girl, oh, who you slept with before? What's your body count? Was he bigger than me? none of that stuff in the now matters. As men, we are logical. So yeah, obviously, we want to compare ourselves to other people. But women, they're totally going off of emotions. So obviously, when you ask, oh, who you slept with before me? What's your body count? To her, that's going to be a major, major red flag of insecurity and jealousy. You have to remember, as a woman, she's in this for the now. Her brain is thinking about, oh, I got this guy, he's above average in looks, you know, the sex with him might be great. We're gonna keep on doing it until I just don't have the feelings for him anymore and do it, rinse and repeat with some other dude, okay? So let's keep on continuing, all right. So he's saying here that he started to compare himself to other guys that she had in past relationships. What did I tell you guys? Eventually, you're gonna compare yourself to other guys that she's been with. Again, don't ever do that. She belongs to the streets. So enjoy the time. One night, Emily left her phone and unlocked on the bed, and she was in the shower. I looked through her phone to see if I could find out the name of the guy who she was talking about. It turns out that she is still good friends with Tom. Tom in a relationship with another girl right now. So apparently Tom was that alpha male bad boy that she wanted, and you're the rebound dude, that's all you are to her. Again, enjoy the moment. Even when me and Emily went out on New Year's Day, we ended up at Tom's place to party due to her wanting to, without even realizing that he was the guy who banged Emily for. All right, so in all due respect to this young man, he showed up at the guy's house not knowing that this was the guy that she was banging, that he was Tom. So he didn't know that was Tom. All right, so it's obvious that anybody here who's been red pill aware for a while, especially if you're old like myself, you know what's going on. He is that rebound dude. She's going to Tom saying, hey Tom, look, I have this decent looking guy over here. You want me back, Tom? That's what she's really saying. Emily doesn't know that I know that she banged Tom before. When I started talking to Emily about my insecure issues relating to her past relationships, she reminded me how turned on and wet I make her in bed, which is true. That's what he says. Like I told you guys, he probably gave her the 10 dick, like Terrence Pop would say, and that's why she's going with him, sleeping with him. She then told me that with Tom, she initially made him wear a condom, then she let him raw dog her. With me, I've been raw dogging her since the start. Raw dogging a girl from the start is a good thing. That means she's interested in you like that. She sees you as a sexual partner who really does make that pussy wet. But again, once you start talking about insecurity issues, and before we even continue the insecurity issues, you have to watch out of a couple of things in this case. You're 23, so I'm assuming she's about the same age as you. In that case, STDs are real, so you never know what she has. If you're sexually active, especially here in America, you know, get tested every half year, because you never know what you might actually have down there. Gonorrhea, syphilitis, you know, what does Terrence Pop say? Gonna something, but a lot of STDs are with American women. So if you're having sex, unprotected sex, and this bitch has a previous dude, maybe other previous guys, it's probably a good idea to get tested every half year. All right, so another thing to keep in mind is that she may want it to get pregnant from you, because once that happens, she can put you on child support. I think this guy probably went through what I went through with my ex, except in my case, I wasn't jealous or insecure, because I was like, this bitch is cray cray. I think my ex had another guy that she was trying to make jealous, And, you know, I was obviously probably the rebound guy for her. She was trying to get pregnant from me because apparently in Egypt, they had a law in Egypt passed that if you get a girl pregnant, you have to buy her an apartment. So I think that's what my ex was trying to do to me. You guys out there have to keep in mind, once a girl is imprinted by another dude, no matter what, you're never ever gonna replace the other dude. This is why the Torah says if a man and a woman have sex outside of marriage, they have to get married. Now, a lot of people out there, they say, oh, God is condoning rape. Guys, the punishment for rape in the Abrahamic faith is the death sentence. So yes, if you rape a woman in Islam, Christianity, or Judaism, you get put to death, which obviously you should. But if you are two people, you're having sex because you lust for one another, well, guess what? You have to get married because this woman is forever damaged. This is why I made I made this video before, but this is why I came up with the term forever damaged. You know, she's a fed because she is forever damaged. Once a man imprints a girl, especially at a young age, she's forever damaged. Her heart will belong to him. So apparently this happened to this guy's girl, Emily. This probably what happened with my ex. When I met the ex, she was 25. So apparently, you know, some alpha male stud dude imprinted her, and then she was using me to kind of maybe get back at him, and at the same time, you know, get pregnant from me so she can have a house. Now, I was smart enough to know that, because I don't want to say I was smart enough, I was just aware at that point. Obviously, I'm older than this guy, probably by 20 years, so I knew that this girl is a lost cause. This is why I'm telling you guys out here, for all of you guys out there who want to watch, you know, the first couple of minutes of the video and bounce, if the girl is not a virgin and she's sleeping around, especially if she's raw dogging with no problems, that's means she's been imprinted by another dude and she's only for recreational purposes. All right, so let's continue with this request. Like the guy was saying, he was raw dogging her from day number one. She also told me she never did oral with him, but with me, she sucked my dick for the first time after being together for 3 months. Now, how do you know she never sucked his dick? I mean, can you believe what a girl says? Obviously not. So, you know, for a girl to suck your dick, she must be really into you. In this case, you know, she was into him. But again, she's been imprinted by another dude. So it's like, it's good. It's a good game, you know, game over. It's a GG, good game. It's a nice way of saying game over. I asked her if she'd bang the guy again who she's just friends with now without referring to Tom, and she said no. Obviously, dude, I mean, no girl is gonna say, oh yeah, I'm banging my ex behind your back. No girl is gonna say that, you know, but again, you're young, so, you know, you get a pass on that. Anyway, the questions he is posing for me, and hopefully you guys too, in the comment section. How can a man stop feeling insecure about a woman's past in a relationship? It's not your girl, it's just your turn. Don't get her pregnant, don't wife her up, don't live with her, just enjoy having freaky deaky sex with her until she decides to move on. Should a man be in a relationship with a woman who is currently friends with another guy with whom she banged in the past? Okay, when you talk about relationship, are you talking about like an actual relationship? In that case, hell to the no. Like, hold the truth hostage here on MGTOW TV said, we are no longer in a relationship world. We are in a no-term relationship. There are no more long-term relationships for women, okay? There is a situationship, you know? She's in a situation with you. She's in a situation with her ex. You know, she probably has a third dude that she's trying to triangulate things with and with you in the middle. So there is no relationship. So for your second question, should a man be in a relationship with a woman who is currently friends with another guy with whom she banged in the past, other than the hell to the no, you don't do that. You can't really do that with the modern woman to begin with. All right. Third question he was asking. Any other suggestion on what a guy like me should do in my situation? I've already answered that question, and that is enjoy it while you can. Other than sticking your dick in her pussy, don't invest anything in her, okay? Don't take her out, don't buy her stuff, don't pay her rent. Just stick your dick in her pussy, and then when she moves on, which again she will because she needs the drama, she needs that shiny new cock, just keep it moving, like Red Pill Married here on MGTOW TV says. All right, question number four. Are women who have more male friends than female friends trouble? Yes. Yes. Okay, if she has more male friends than female friends, it means two things. Number one, other women can't stand her because she has something going wrong with her. Maybe she suffers from borderline personality disorder. The second thing is, if she has more male friends than female friends, it usually means she loves male attention and she's probably easy to sleep with as long as you meet her minimal looks threshold. All right, last question he has for us. Off topic question, but are sapiosexuals real? Meaning, girls that find intelligence sexually attractive or arousing overlooks. I don't think that is entirely true. At the end of the day, looks matter over everything. I mean, she's with you because, like you said, you're above average, okay? That's why she's with you. It's not because you're intelligent. In fact, I'd venture to say that intelligence is something that can be used against you, because that usually means you actually have something going for you, and that's something a woman wants to use against you. Like, you know, as far as we know, Tom could have been a broke ass nobody, just fucking her, has nothing going on, and if she gets pregnant by him, he's gonna shrug his shoulders and keep it moving, and she's not gonna get child support out of him. So I'd venture to say, not only do the sapiosexuals really don't exist, but her supposed interest in your intelligence is just her way of saying, hey man, I can take advantage of this dude. This dude, you know, has a brain. He's probably gonna be responsible. So I can probably get child support out of him. I can probably marry him. This is why women like dumb brute men, because they believe that they can fix him. You see, me and this young man, even though the age difference between us is, you know, well over 20 years, the Nagasaki Hiroshima Black Pill truth of the matter is, me and him were targeted because A, we're above average in looks. I know by Arab standards I'm above average, okay? That's number one. Number two, it's because of our intelligence. All that means is that they can use and abuse us. This is why I like to wear this bandana now. When I was in Colombia, a lot of girls were looking at me. They thought I was like some sort of, you know, thug, you know, some sort of dumb tard. And I'm like, okay, let's roll with that. So this is why you guys out there, man, don't tell women that you're a computer programmer or anything like that. Just tell her you do shit. Because at the end of the day, guys, a woman wants your dick and her pussy because you're a hot looking dude. You make that pussy wet because you're like, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog, you know. Yeah, women really are that shallow, pathetic. This is why in Islam, or pretty much throughout any of God's religion, a woman has no right other than not getting with a curry sale. So for our young friend over here, I think he was a red pill aware, even though he's at a very young age. He probably didn't catch feelings for her. Maybe he caught a little bit of feels for her, It's probably over by now. He's been in a relationship with her since September. So it's September, October, November, December, January, half a year. Like Better Bachelor and other guys here on MGTOW TV said, it usually takes about half a year for a relationship to fizzle out. So in this case over here, if he's still banging her, more power to him. Maybe he'll let us know in the comment section, or he can PM me privately to let me know if he's still banging her. But the bottom line here, guys, is that this girl belongs to the streets. If she has more male friends than female friends, usually means she has a personality disorder going on. Maybe she's bipolar. Because women understand women and they hate each other, like Al Bundy said. So for this woman, if she really has more male friends than female friends, it simply means that other women cannot stand her because she has something mentally wrong with her. You young guys out there watching this, you all need to understand, man. Other people have already said it here on MGTOW TV, but I'm just gonna say it again, okay? If she's not a virgin, if you're not living in a patriarchal country, if she doesn't have a strong father in her life, you know, she belongs to the streets, guys, okay? That's just how it is. And it's the same thing in Islam. I'm getting a lot of Muslim people. You know, when I started doing this like 5-6 years ago, Muslims were saying, oh, Omar, you're a kafir, you have exited Islam, you are slandering our angelic and pure chaste woman. And now they're saying, oh my god, Omar, you were right all the time. Yeah, man, you think these girls are gonna come out and say, oh yeah, I got fucked in the ass while I was in Germany, or I made out as a bad boy behind a dumpster? Women are never ever going to tell you the truth, okay, guys? This is why to ask a girl, oh yeah, what's your body count, you know, none of that stuff means anything. So unless, you know, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, man, unless the bitch had a member of the Taliban following her around with a gun stuck to her head saying, hey bitch, show us any hoe tendencies and we're gonna delete you, she's a hoe. It's that simple. Even Muslim woman, guys, okay? At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, women are animals. It all comes down to the environment that they are in, okay? I can go to a brothel in Colombia and I can still be the same old Omar Mitwal, you know? A woman can hop on a plane from Saudi, she comes to LAX in America, and she's gonna be the biggest slut you'll ever know. But the second she goes back to Saudi Arabia, she's like, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, praise Jesus, So at the end of the day, for you guys out there to understand, is that they pretty much belong to the streets. Even if there is a good girl, she's gonna focus on her career. That's what Muslim women do, you know? There are Muslim women out there who came from good families, they're virgins, but what they're going to do is that they're gonna focus on their career, they're gonna travel, they're probably gonna get fucked up the ass, that way they can keep their virginity intact. They're gonna make out with random guys, they're probably gonna suck dick, and then when they hit their late 20s, early 30s, they're gonna say, you know what, you know, the guy who's been wanting me for the past 10 years, he's now a certified doctor, he's making $250,000 a year, so I'm gonna go with him and gain 350 pounds, and yeah, that's gonna be my life. I might, you know, squeeze out a kid or two, but yeah, guys, at the end of the day, man, they really belong to the streets, man. These girls out there, they're for recreational purposes only. Just have fun with a girl, you know. When I was in Colombia, I got this girl. She was a Venezuelan girl. You know, she cost me like $120. I had her all night. Do you think I cared, you know, if who she was before with who she was before me, who she was after me? No, all I knew is she gave me freaky deaky sex. I cummed in that pussy with a condom, of course, and hey man, I loved it, she loved it. That's all that matters. Will I see her again? Maybe, maybe not. Do I care? Not really. Does she care? Probably not. But the bottom line is, I had fun, she had fun. Win-win chicken dinner. So you young guys out there, like this dude, you know, kudos for him for being aware at such a young age. And this just goes to show you that the red pill is slowly making it out there. Even if people don't know about MGTOW, they don't know about Manosphere, red pill is making it out there one way or another, and people are already taking it in. So hopefully this will be a big dose of red pill, maybe even a black pill, in a way for you guys out there that they're just for recreational purposes. And even if you do find yourself a good, quote unquote, good girl, eventually she's not gonna settle down until she's well into her late 20s or early 30s, and by that time she's looking for some rich simp to take care of her. I see it in the Muslim community all the time. Okay, you got these girls, you know, they focus on their career, they travel, like I said, you know, they might be virgins, you know, maybe they had that operation, you don't know, guys. You know, word up, my ex had that operation, hymen repair operation. Yes, they really do exist, you know. So for on that chronic out there who's like, no hymen, no diamond, the hymen can be faked. In fact, that surgery is booming across the Middle East. It should be haram, it should be illegal, you should be probably stoned to death for doing that surgery, whether you're a girl or you're the person who's doing it. But most Muslim countries really are Zionist client states. They're gynocentric as fuck. They just, you know, use Islam as a way to have people, you know, follow them, but in reality they're about as satanic as Western civilization. In fact, I would venture to say Muslims are probably more decadent and satanic than, you know, Western civilization. You know, don't believe me, go to Dubai and see what they do. You know, I think we've seen enough here on MGTOW TV of Dubai porter parties, women getting flown out to Dubai, you know, making $40,000-$50,000 in 1 week by having some Arab sheikh take a dump on them. So this just goes to show you guys, it really doesn't matter. If the bitch is a four or above, she's gonna enjoy her sexuality, she's gonna enjoy male attention, and then at the end she's just gonna find some rich beta male simp, take advantage of him. That's just how it works over here. So bottom line for you guys out there, like I said before, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, fuck hot bitches. Here in America, guys, you have to understand, you know, she can me too you, she can put you on child support. It's way too risky to fuck bitches here in America. By the way, guys, this is not a free ad for Frontier Airlines. Frontier Airlines is gonna have they currently do have a Go Wild pass for $399, where starting from May all the way to September for 5 months, you can travel anywhere a Frontier airline goes to for $400. They do go to Cancun, they go to Dominican Republic. If they were going to Colombia, I'd have already bought it like this. I might buy it, you know, just for the sake of going to Cancun. So you guys out there, man, in my honest opinion, if you're gonna go to Cancun, buy that Go Wild pass for $400. You know, a ticket from Cancun to Miami, or Miami to Cancun, is almost $200 now. So if you bought the Wild pass and you went to Cancun twice, you already paid for it. Not to mention you can use it anywhere Frontier flies to, whether it's international or here in America. So my honest advice for you guys out there, man, just fly out to Latin America, hook up with a girl. You can get girls off of the websites, escorts, for under $100, and you can go to a brothel, but you probably need somebody on the ground over there to help you out with that. You can probably get yourself a girl for like 50, 60 bucks, have freaky deaky sex with her, and just keep it moving. I mean, that's what I do when I go overseas. You know, it's not sex tourism, by the way, guys, because I do other stuff when I go overseas, as you guys know. It's just that American women are A, unlovable, and B, it's too risky over here to be with a woman that here in America, I'm in monk mode. This is why one of the reasons why I go overseas. So anyway, guys, that's my video for you today. Like I mentioned, you know, you can get a video request on MGTOW TV. We already have a couple of guys who offer video requests. The Realist Philosopher, he offers a video request. I offer a video request on MGTOW TV. You can obviously get it on GiveSend. Bro, if you're a content creator, you want to offer a video request, go to settings. Go to monetization and set up your video request over there. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And like I said, if the origin of the requester of this video, you know, he can join us in the comment section. Let us know what's up. Is he still banging her? What happened? Or he can PM me privately and I can give the people a follow-up later on. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.